Det her er One Direction Denmark podcastet.
Zayn, Niall,
Louis,
Liam, Harry.
Oh yeah.
Hi, we're One Direction.
Alright, everybody wants to steal my girl.
Yeah, this is cool.
Episode nummer 2.
Hey.
Was that good, yeah?
Yeah, it was.
I den anden episode af One Direction Denmark podcast giver vi jer et helt særligt interview med Liam og Louis, der blev optaget kort tid før udgivelsen af Form. Rigtig god fornøjelse.
Listen up. One Direction Denmark podcastet.
Right, I order up.
Well, first of all, congratulations with your upcoming album.
Thank you.
It's been 4 albums already. How do you continue to find inspiration for four albums?
I think because we've slowly grown over time and tried to progress more into a mature zone and a more live zone with the music, I think it's actually been quite easy because I think we've been more eager to write more albums. I think since the first album, and don't get me wrong, that was perfect for the time when we were younger, but now we're older, it's a little bit not much us as it was. And great start off though, like some great hits, but now it's just like these are the kind of songs that we always wanted to write and the kind of stuff that we really believe in, and it's what's more real for the fans to listen to rather than us putting up a front of hey, Jimmy. Like that. And also each album we've progressed, we've written like more on each album, so we've ended up writing the most on this that we have ever. So we're very, very excited.
What does that do to you both as individuals but also as a band?
Without getting too far out, it is actually amazing to be involved in, you know, the experience of, we're lucky enough to be able to actually be involved in the process of making music, which is obviously incredible. And to do that within the band and to write on so many songs like we have has been a real honour. It's been great. It's obviously as an artist what you want to do. Yeah, I think the whole way through, like, kind of One Direction career, like, me and Louis have always been kind of the people who, I don't know, like a bit more control freaky about it. So it's nice, and it's nice to be able to channel like the next route of what One Direction does. Do you know what I mean? Like to be able to be in charge of that.
Yeah,
and, like,
to have an influence.
You know, why wouldn't we write our own songs and stuff to make it a little more believable? When we get on stage, we're actually, you know, genuinely excited to sing the stuff that we've been sat listening to and writing for ages. And the thing is, when we write the albums and stuff, we're always thinking about what's going to sound good on the stage, because that's you know, that's our main thing about this. Like, we love making the albums and the CDs and whatever people can listen on the radio, but if you ever want to get the real feel of what One Direction's about, it is,
you've got to
come and see it for real, in the flesh.
Good sell.
Anytime.
What do you hope your fans get from this one that they might not got from the other ones?
I think the fans will get from this one, it's what we want to listen to. This is the ultimate truth.
Yeah,
if there was a One Direction Bible, this is it.
Yeah,
like, put it in your player and listen. That's exactly the kind of thing that we want to listen to, and the stuff that really like makes us go, yeah, this is cool. You know what I mean? So this is a lot of truth in this album.
Come on.
Listen up.
One Direction Denmark podcastet.
Right, I order up.
Is it personal stories?
Yeah, I mean, it is. We write about personal experiences, but I think everyone expects it to be, you know, plain, obvious exactly what our experiences are. But, you know, you can be clever in the way that you write and not make things as obvious. So it's not really, you know, you can put in your own personal experiences without it being, invading you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, honestly, some of the best songs that we've done have literally been about nothing, where people can draw their own conclusion from. Like, Story of My Life is purely based on whatever conclusion people want to draw from that. Like, if you really listen deeply into the lyrics, like, the song is very confusing, but when you hear the lyrics, you might pick out like one line of the song, and that'll really hit home with what you're feeling at that moment. So I think that's why I think a lot of those songs are very vague on what they're about.
I got to listen to your next single, Night Changes. Why did you choose to pick that one as the next single for the album?
It's a classic.
that was the song that stood out the most for us, I think, when we first were putting the album together. And it just felt like the right way to go. It's been a while since we've done a bit of a serious song.
Yeah.
It's nice to bring it down to that kind of pace.
Yeah, I think I remember the first time we listened to it, and we were, funny enough, the first people who got to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It really like hit home and kind of struck a chord a little bit. I think I don't think you can really listen to the song if you know what it's about without thinking, you know, what I mean that is a hard hitting song.
But who is it about?
That I'm not going to tell you. That can be drawn from everyone else's conclusions.
Yeah.
But what the song's about, it's, you know, it's a real deep kind of thing, and
Maybe it's not that obvious what it's about then.
I don't think it is very obvious about what it's about. I think it's very clever. Yeah. It's been very cleverly done. So I actually think that's quite nice. Sometimes it's nice to keep a little bit of a personal thing about some of the songs. Do you know what I mean? And like I say, on the journey home from when we went to that writing session, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. Like it really
hit home.
It really hit home.
So it means something to you?
Yeah. Well, it would mean something to everybody what it's about.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just going to dance around the subject.
Yeah.
The old DC dip and twirl.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Got a lyricist on me left.
Well, it's a mess.
What has been your special touch on this album? I know you wrote a lot of songs, but do you have any special touch besides that?
Special what, sorry?
Touch is like, have you done anything else besides from writing?
Oh,
Well, actually, funny enough, one of the songs, Illusion, was about a conversation that me and Julian had a while ago.
Is this separate from writing?
Yeah, it is, because I only did a bit of melody on it.
Okay,
sorry. I only did a little bit of the melody on that song, and then I went outside and had a conversation about what was going on in Julian's life at the time and what had been going on in my life. And the song is actually written about the synonymousness of what was going on between our lives at the time. Well, I think that's a word, and I've liked to use it.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds.
I think it means
good.
Coinciding.
It does sound good. Word.
One Direction Denmark podcaster.
Zane, Niall, Louis,
Liam, Harry,
we're One Direction.
You've been to Denmark twice.
Yes.
Coming back this June.
Yeah, very excited.
That good sounds flag. Good. Well, I need to ask you if you remember these, and I've got two pictures for
nice.
You.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, no, I do remember this. I definitely remember this.
Maybe you want to show the camera work.
Yeah,
this was the moment in the show where we had... we were singing Don't Forget Where You Belong.
Where You Belong, yeah.
And the fans were holding up Denmark flags, an Irish flag for Niall, and then the British flag for all of us boys, which is...
wicked.
Was nice, man, because you don't expect those kind of things to happen, and you wonder how it gets to that many people. Like, look at that.
On that kind of
level. That is an epic shot right there. And looking out, it's so different. And it's nice looking on it as well, actually, because I haven't seen it from this angle, but it just... You can see the effort that's gone into it, and to know that people have gone through that much effort to do something is special.
That How does
is
special. It work with something like that? Just someone stand and give them out, well, or the end of the seats?
No, I think a tweet about it saying, don't forget where you belong, everyone, and we're going to hold up signs, try and retweet this to as many people, whatever, and then they build it that way, which is quite nice that the fans actually have them. Together moment as well.
I thought someone might leave some under the seats, do you know what I mean? Like some like ultimate coordinator.
No, because I don't think it's quite that preempted. It's just it literally is just a Twitter thing, and if you want to bring one, you can bring one. And that obviously caught on. That was actually one of the most impactful ones.
Yeah.
Other than San Siro, that was top level, so it was it's always nice to see.
How do you feel when you're on stage and suddenly look up to see this?
It's quite overwhelming, really. You know, you look out at the crowd and they're not literally, the lights go down and they come back up and there's all everyone holding up stuff like that. So it's it's nice. It's a nice moment of the show where you look and you can see the effort that people have gone to.
I've just thought that's quite funny.
Go on, Lou.
There's going to be somebody out there in that audience who's done that over the homework, made that flag. Do you know what I mean? That's quite funny to think about, because that would have been me at school. It was something I'm more interested in. I'd have done that.
Yeah, just draw on top of it.
Well, it's been 4 years already. Time has fly by. If you look back, what kind of advice would you give yourself back then before you started?
See, I always like to think about this, but I think it's gone quite well, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the way it's turned out, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd probably tell myself not to be as serious at the start and enjoy it a little bit more, because I missed out a bit at the start. But
truth be told, I would actually, this is a true story, I would tell myself not to buy that first car that I bought. Cause
that was not big in the game.
Genuinely, I was skint for about 2 months then, do you remember?
Yeah, it's crazy, that was silly. I was sweating for you, you know me.
Yeah.
Awful. Nice, that.
Yeah.
Porsche Boxster.
What do you like to do when you have some time, like any hobbies or stuff like that? When you're just normal lads.
I like to watch or play football.
Yep. FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA. Great.
Ultimate Team.
Love it.
Tough game.
Other than that, just pretty normal things.
Watch films.
Films, what series are you into at the moment? You're watching Walking Dead now.
Mate,
I've
gone up to series 4. Series 2 on Walking Dead or something. I got to, because the Americans, they don't release it over here till afterwards, so I got all the way up to the top of the disc and then I couldn't watch anymore because it wasn't out yet, which was annoying.
Well,
so
it's all out.
I'm going to start again, but it's...
That is good.
Mate, it gets crazy. That stuff. Yeah. Zombies.
Good,
whoa.
good shit.
So you just stay in bed all day?
I'm a fan
of staying in bed
all
day.
Sometimes.
I'm good at
you do
it,
feel bad, like you've wasted the day, but sometimes if I open the curtain and it's a bit rainy or whatever, I'm thinking,
yeah.
A couple more hours will do me. Be fine.
Yeah, if you're still in bed when it gets dark, that's when you start to feel guilty.
Yeah.
You've just stayed in bed the whole time.
I've done that a couple of times on tour, though. You've been stuck in a hotel and you can't go anywhere. You're just like, yeah, I'm gonna stay in bed today.
Yeah. What do you think has been the biggest thing or moment throughout your whole career? If you could only mention one thing.
Stadium tour, playing Wembley.
Yeah.
The place where
playing Wembley Stadium.
And for us, it would probably be more of a football thing than a singing thing, but still to get to play at Wembley, we get to say that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an honour, yeah.
It's cool, man.
Unbelievable.
So cool.
So your stadium tour?
Yeah. And the Wembley show in particular, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, and thank you for answering my questions.
Not a problem at all.
Okay.
Det her var One Direction Denmark podcastet på Radio Play.
Vil du følge med på Facebook, så søg på One Direction Denmark.
Abonner på iTunes, lyt på Radio Play appen til din smartphone eller på radioplay.dk.
Thanks very much.